10th pack of Parah 6th Mishnah. Logan shel chata shenoga v'shel kodesh. This kli that has the Parah Tumah waters in it, and it does something which is kodesh. V'shel truma, or something that's truma. Shel chata is tamei v'shel kodesh v'shel truma tayrim. It becomes tamei from the kodesh and truma, because we said that it has to have a higher level of shmira than they do. But they are tayrim because just because the kli touched them is not enough to metama them. Yeah. The kli is only reaching the tumah, and a reaching the tumah can't metama other kli. Shneihem shtei yodov. Shneim tameim. He has his two hands. In other words, he has chatas in one hand, the paraduma water is in one hand, and truma in the other hand, and they're both tamei. Why? Because the chatas, the paraduma one, is tamei because he's holding truma in his other hand, and mimela, his hands become tamei, and that's metame his body in respect to paraduma, and then he's metame the paraduma, and the hand that's holding the truma also is metame the truma, because somebody who is holding waters of chatas not for the sake of sprinkling them is tame, and mamele is metame the truma that's being held. Shneim b'shnei neyores shneim tayrim. If there's paper that is mafsik between his hands and these two objects, and they're both tar. Why? Because he's only a region of the tumah, and he can't be matama the niyar, and the mele won't be matama the other things. Shalchatas ben yav shel truma biyodoy shneim tmeim. But if he's holding the chatas even with the hefsek of a niyar, and the truma he's holding with his hand directly, they're both tumah. Why? Because holding the chatas is metama b'masa. So even if he's not touching it, the fact that he's picking it up makes him tame and is metama the truma. And once he's tame and he's holding up the mechatas, that's also metama the mechatas, since it's supported by the adam tame. Shel truma b'niyah v'shel chatas b'yodah yishneim tahoyah. He's holding the truma with an iyar. So once again, even though he becomes tummy from holding up the chatas, but since he's not directly touching the truma, he can only be matama than iyar. The iyar is not makabel tuma from him. May the truma is tahar. Yeah, and maybe since he's tahar, since he's not tummy from the truma, then he's not going to affect the chatas either. Rav Yeshua Imer shel chata is tummy. Says even so, the chatas is tame. Why? Because he says that there, in the beginning of the parak, we saw that he holds that a person who holds something that can't be mekabel tumah is enough to be metame him in respect to the paraduma. So since this can be mekabel tumah, that's enough to metame him in respect to the paraduma. If he would just sitting on the ground and he touched one of them, shalchat is tamei. Noga behem, he touched both of them. Yeah, shalchat is tamei. Shalchat is tamei. Since he's touching them, he's not considered tar in respect to paradumas. He's matam of the paraduma, but the kodesh and truma are tayim. His sitin, if he moved both of them, then Rabbi Yeshua matam, because that's what Yeshua said before, that he's mased anything that can become tame, that he becomes tame in respect to paraduma, because the ma'isa they happen to be still tahor, and therefore if he's just moving them around without touching them, he's not tame in respect to paraduma.